Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 949, for Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. This is the ICV2 edition, a thrice-yearly look at the top-selling board games and card games in the hobby industry. This list is for the fall of 2023, which is something that they typically release in April or May, and which I'm only getting to now. We'll start with the board game list. Debuting here at number 10 is Boo Whoop by Scott Brady, published by Smirk and Dagger Games. Not to be confused with Boop. This is Boo Whoop. It's Halloween themed. Returning after three times away, it previously charted in the spring of 2022. For its fourth appearance at number 9 this time around is Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf. Climbing from 9 to 8 in its fourth appearance, Everdell by James A. Wilson, published by Starling Games. Returning after two times off, so it previously charted in the fall of 2022, charting for the 35th time, at number 7 is Ticket to Ride by Alan Moon, published by Days of Wonder. Debuting at number 6, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder. Sliding one spot from 4 to 5 in its 15th appearance, Betrayal at House on the Hill by Bruce Glasgow, published by Avalon Hill. Switching places with it and climbing from 5 to 4 in its 5th time on the list, Cascadia by Randy Flynn, published by Flatout Games. Debuting at number 3, Expeditions by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games. Climbing back up 1 to number 2, where it was two times back, charting for the 10th time is Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games. And holding down the number 1 spot for the 8th consecutive time, the 8th time overall and the 4th consecutive time in its 13th appearance, Wingspan by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemeyer Games. Now, the top 10 card game list. I could edit that, but I'm not going to. Returning for the first time in a year, previously charting in the fall of 2022, at number 10 is Unstable Unicorns by Rami Badi, published by Unstable Games. This is its 5th appearance. Sliding 1 from 8 to 9 in its 12th appearance, Exploding Kittens by Elan Lee, Matthew Inman, and Shane Small, published by Exploding Kittens. Also down 1 from 7 to 8 in its 10th appearance, Uno by Merle Robbins, published by Mattel. Yes, that Uno. Returning for the first time since the spring of 2022, as a reminder, this list is the fall of 2023, charting for the fourth time at number 7 is Exit the Game by Inca and Marcus Brandt, published by Cosmos. There are multiple Exits the Games or Exit the Games. I don't know whether this is one particular one or whether it's all of them put together. Returning after 4 years away, charting for the 6th time at number 6, Splendor by Marc Andre, published by Space Cowboys. After being runner-up last time, sliding back 3 to number 5 in its 3rd appearance, Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza by Dave Campbell, published by Dolphin Hat Games. Returning after one time off and charting for the 13th time, at number 4 is Coup by Riki Tata, published by Indie Boards and Cards. Similarly, returning after one time away and charting at number 3, its 26th appearance, Dominion, by Donald X. Vaccarino, published by Rio Grande Games. After spending 3 times in a row at number 1, back down a spot to number 2 in its 21st appearance, Codenames, by Vlada Kvatl, published by Czech Games Edition. And supplanting it at number 1, the game that Codenames had evicted 3 times back in the summer of 2022, charting there for the second time at the top, returning after a time away? If not, it is, but still this is its 23rd appearance, Legendary, by Devin Lowe, published by Upper Deck Entertainment. This ICV2 edition is for Wednesday, July 17th, 2024.